Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, and we're discussing an assortment of topics to do with the Perry School District, including last night's Perry School Board meeting. So, Clark, thank you as always for joining me.
Joe, great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
So let's start with an item that didn't actually have an action on it last night, but you still discussed it. That was the bond referendum. So what's the latest on this and the project for the new facility?
Well, a number of things. First of all, today at noon, the bids for the bond will be coming in and the board will be choosing and approving that process. So that's huge for the $6.5 million bond issue. Second of all, now things start to kick into gear as far as what people can see. As far as construction, we hope that around the middle of July, July 20th, people will start to see some dirt moving the north part of the high school and also for the industrial tech area. And then actually the end of August, the footings will start to go in. So it's an exciting time. Still a lot of things to get figured out, but that's a real positive. One thing that everyone will have to realize is that whenever there's construction, we have to adapt to the situation. And there'll be a large parking area that will be fenced in. So our parking will be drastically reduced. But it's going to be a great chance for people to be walking, and they'll be parking across the street. But people just have to realize that we all have to adapt. We all have to use our legs. And thankfully, we're able to do that. And I know when the high school was built, it was 2 years of people doing that. This will only be part of this year. So exciting times, but yet we have to adapt to the situation.
Absolutely. And I know people are really looking forward to seeing that progress come to fruition. And you had a great turnout with the bond vote. And so it's moving along.
It is moving along. Exciting times at Perry Schools.
All right. Now, the project for the new facility is also part of the five-year facility plan, which you also discussed last night. So what were some other aspects of the five-year facility plan that are in the works?
Joe, there's a number of things. I probably have, you know, over 70 different major projects that we need to attend to. It just varies. Everything from carpet for the buildings, to painting, to chillers, to make sure that we have heating and cooling. We need to do a fairly extensive, not overhaul, but let's say maintenance with our high school gym, with painting, taking care of the gym floor. So those are the types of so-called major projects that we need to attend to in the next 5 years. Fortunately, with our PEPL and SAVE, you know, we're going to be looking at investing anywhere from $250,000 up to possibly $800,000 a year in keeping Perry schools looking sharp, attractive, functional, safe, all the above as we continue to just really make Perry schools a tremendous place to learn.
All right. Now, one specific area of the five-year plan that you kind of mentioned is in dire need is the middle school. Like, a lot of things need to be done in that building. So what sort of timetable can people expect for things getting done at the middle school?
Yeah, well, that is a very, very high need. And it's a little bit separate than our five-year plan because the Perry Middle School would be the major, major plan. These fall under that kind of priority. But here's the first thing that has to happen. We need to assess what we can do with the middle school. And that's going to be first. And then we need to get that to the board. We need to talk about different options and just how deep we can renovate. And we, of course, have to stay within our financial means because the SAVE was extended to past 2029, which it currently is. Now it goes to 2049. We'll be able to do a few more things, not near as much as what we had hoped, but that middle school will get started with an assessment.
All right. Now, one thing that hasn't been talked about for a while, but it's still kind of on my mind, and I'm sure on a lot of people's minds, is the Dewey Field renovation. Now, phase one was completed on that earlier this school year, but it was phase one of three, I believe. So what's the current status of phase two and three for Dewey Field?
Well, current status of the extending phases will be all dependent on the funds that we can raise. So we want to continue to have people consider the Dewey Field, specifically the track, is in need of renovation. The board has talked about putting a much more attractive, sturdier black fence around both the far exterior or perimeter and then the inner part of the Dewey Field. So there's, again, more work that we need to do there. That track renovation is a fairly extensive project, and we're going to need to look at exactly what we can do, because you can go up to close to $800,000 or $900,000 just with a track. So there's some discussion that will still have to take place, but we still want to be able to raise some money for that. We need to continue to work for that Dewey Field project.
All right. Now, a couple action items to discuss here. The sports medicine in the school was kind of the first couple items on the agenda. Mm-hmm. So what can you tell me about the agreement and then the protocol?
Mm-hmm. Two things. First of all, we have a great relationship with 21st Century, and Clint Luderman does a great job with the staff there. We're fortunate in the sense that he or one of the staff members at 21st Century are at our games, many times at practices throughout the year. So we are very, very fortunate in that regards to have Clint and his staff helping us out. So we have a contract with that. The second thing is the state has required all schools to have a protocol for concussions. This is something, again, we're fortunate with, is that Clint and the 21st Century crew, they have been doing this all along. Now it's just more of a formality in what the board approved, and we're going to be following those procedures like we have to make sure kids are safe. There are potential concussions. Clint and his staff can identify those and making sure that kids are doing well and they're safe to play.
All right. Now, keeping with the sports theme, another action item was regarding the strength and conditioning coordinator. This is a new position, but you are basically extending it to a current staff member, correct?
That is correct. In order for any school, but now we're going to be focusing on a course on Perry, we need to give kids an opportunity to compete at a high level. And in order to do that, we need to get stronger. We need to get quicker. And with our strength and conditioning coordinator position approved, that means Scott Pierce, who's on staff at the high school staff right now, a very passionate, knowledgeable, certified strength and conditioning person. We are very, very fortunate that way. So with that position, we have a point person. We've had a group of coaches that have all worked together to create a core workout so that our summer workout is absolutely outstanding. And it started yesterday, 6:30, had over 50 kids attend. So they go 6:30, 3:30. The coordinator will help and get ideas from all of our coaches to produce the very best program that we can possibly produce, making sure that we get things executed.
All right. Now you've talked about the strength side of it. Now let's talk about the skill side of it. Starting this week, you have the Central Shooting Academy starting up and hoping for a good turnout for this, correct?
You bet. This is huge. And again, basketball is something that many people in Perry have really enjoyed, and we need to become better shooters, period. And one of the things that the Booster Club has really stepped up big, our Perry Booster Club, in helping to support the Booster Club shooting camp. Starting this Wednesday, the head men's basketball coach at Central will be coming to Perry starting this Wednesday for the next four Wednesdays. 10 o'clock showtime for kids going into grades 5 through 8. 11 o'clock for kids going into grades 9 through 12. This will be a start, though, Joe, of something very exciting to learn the proper shooting techniques, and then the work really begins for every kid that wants to become a better shooter, and that is starting to practice the right way.
All right. Well, a couple more things I want to ask about today, starting with the emergency plan. Now, you can't go too detailed into this in case of emergencies, mm-hmm. but what can you tell me about what was decided last night?
What was decided is to approve what the state has called a quality emergency operation plan that every school needs to go through. So we've had about four staff members, including myself, that have worked diligently throughout the year to create this emergency operation plan. So that was approved. That's number one. Continuing with it, though, will be the work with various leaders and agencies within Perry, Dallas County, so that we can all be on the same page in case of any kind of emergency, not just if there's an active shooter, which we hope will, of course, never happen, but it can be anything from a fire to a chemical spill to anything that deals with a so-called emergency. So we have a lot of details to work out. Like you said, we can't share that because it is confidential, but we will start to get that information out to our administrators and then to our teachers, and then we will begin practicing various kinds of drills to make sure that, again, Perry schools are a safe place to learn.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you can't share too much about it, but at the same time, I feel like for people to know that there is a plan in place, that's a little bit of a peace of mind.
You bet. We have done various kind of drills before, but this just goes in a little bit deeper, and it allows us to make sure that we are prepared for any kind of emergency that comes up. So it is a peace of mind. That's a good way to put it.
All right. One last thing that I wanted to ask you about today is about the next school year, and that'll start with some in-service activities in August. What can you tell me about these?
Well, the new teachers will be starting mid-August, around August 12th, and then the rest of the teachers come another week later. And our theme is health, wealth, and happiness. And what I mentioned to the board last night was we want to be able to show and to have teachers and staff members experience the wealth of information, the wealth of experiences that we have right here in Perry. So the teachers during the in-service time will all be coming to the downtown area, and we're going to be looking at Carnegie Hall. We'll be looking at the Wall of Fame. We'll be looking at Hotel Patti, a lot of the artwork, a lot of the different pictures that have been restored through the hometown heritage. So we're excited to get that connection between staff and the Perry community, and making sure that we all have, I guess, an appreciation of all the history here in Perry and start to get a good understanding of that.
All right. Well, Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
As always, Joe, great to be here. Thank you for listening, and make it a great day.
All right. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it as always. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.